upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Baumer.
Evan, I missed you, man.
I miss you too, Mike.
How's it going? Good, good. I feel like we haven't recorded because of the Mulletpaloozas that week. We're in the windmill.
That's right.
So it's been over a month.
I know, Ming. We had like a full day hangout with you May 23rd. We kicked it off, spent some time at the windmill, and then we were like all night at the Mullet Cast.
That was awesome. This is why I opened this place.
Yeah.
I just wanted to podcast all day, but if there's food and music and comedy involved,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
That was pretty sweet. I mean, we appreciate you on many levels. One, for getting us started in podcasting, and like it all started here with a little class of like how to podcast.
Yeah, never could I dream that you guys would be rocking the stage over one of my favorite venues, the House of Independence. A year later.
What's awesome is that the same people that we were in the class with now have their own podcast,
right?
Toss Out the Rules.
Yes.
And they're getting a lot of people on there too.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Now, when we were in your class, did you think we had any future in podcasting or were we like a little rough around the edges back then?
No, I mean, I always think everybody has potential, but it was your enthusiasm that I think you see people come in with heart, then anything is possible.
Right.
However, most people hit their 1 year anniversaries or their milestone episodes, episode 50 or 100, and they kind of, they'll announce it. Maybe they'll record a special episode, but rarely do people like, hey, I want to do a whole live show and sell tickets and right. book bands and comedians.
Yeah, that's right.
And, live cryotherapy.
So I'm going to give a shout out to Evan on that too, because you're the brainchild behind that entire the event was nuts.
Right. It actually worked out pretty well, like on a whole. I mean, definitely, obviously, a shared universe jumping on board early to handle like production side was awesome,
sure.
and everything. And then, like, a few things like I wasn't so sure about, like, all worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, like, so the event did really have a nice flow, I felt like.
You were in your element.
Right.
So, cool. Anybody that hasn't listened to previous episodes where Evan talks about before getting into real estate legal work, becoming a real estate attorney, he was in the music industry. That dude, you shined. You were like rocking out. You knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So like in the past, I used to like there were times where part of my job was in artist management, was going out on tour and organizing like tours for, it could have been a lot of times we were out like in the summer for like, maybe 8 weeks at a time, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my days, and it's a lot of it's boring. I mean, Ming knows this, is like you're hanging around like in a venue like. That's what people don't necessarily understand. You go see a concert, it's like at 7 at night. You think it just kind of like band rolls in and they play. But their crew's there like in the morning, loading in gear. You're doing sound checks early on, all that kind of stuff. So for me, it was kind of fun because I haven't done that in a while to be back at a venue during the day when bands are loading in, doing sound checks.
Yeah, all the lights are on. So yeah. There's absolutely no magic. You see every... there's no makeup, no glitter,
right.
no, all the lights are on, it's just kind of stark, and you're just there to get a sound check.
Yeah, totally. I mean, to me, that's one of the best times to see a band.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're alone in a venue, it's like a private show. So
yeah.
we have some pictures, like in little video clips of some of the sound check. It was pretty fun. I mean, that night was all about the bands that played and John as his stand-up act. So like without them, I don't think it would have been a success. Like every set of every band that played was sick.
They crushed it.
Right. Like so much fun.
Yeah. Like, they, I mean, David Ross too. I forgot we had that lined up in the agenda, and all of a sudden it got dark.
Yeah, like, and what's going on?
Yeah, and then he starts singing opera on the second floor. I'm like, what the hell? This is the coolest event ever.
Right.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
I think David Rosslyn singing. There's a little balcony on the left side of the House of Independence venue, and all of a sudden the spotlight. There's just a spotlight on him.
And he's wearing all black. Standing like this.
And he just belts out this operatic solo for, and it was pretty magical. It was pretty magical because I think, we had great rock bands there, and we were podcasting, joking around, but all of a sudden it got deep for a second. It was like we're in another dimension for about 5 or 6 minutes. That was really cool.
A couple people next to me were like, dude, what is going on? I was like, just let it happen. Like,
Totally like transformed you outside of being at House of Independence. It was cool. The funny thing is Elena that works with me, she was up like selling some merch and stuff, and she said right before David was supposed to go on, like, my dad's just kind of wandering around down that walkway, like toward the microphone, because I guess he noticed. He's like, oh, what's this, you know? And she's like chasing him, like, don't go down there.
He wanted to go.
Right.
Your parents had a blast.
Yeah, totally. They got a little heckled by John. But my favorite moment of the whole night, like, the craziest thing I've seen, and this just tells you, like, the level of the musicians that were playing, is... and I want to recap this somehow. Like, we got to pull some video of exactly what happened, some footage, some stories. But
the bass.
During Connor Bracken and Mother Leeds band set, part of their scheduling for the night was like, we got to get in and out. Like, obviously, we want to play the event, but our bass player has another gig he has to be to at like 9 o'clock or something.
In Long Branch.
So we're like, all right, we'll get you guys on 8:30 or whatever and get you out on time. So we ran like a little bit late. And suddenly the bass player is like, I really got to go. So he's like packing up his guitar, running off stage and shit. And Connor, like, they've played a show before on the same bill with the Dead Ramblers. So he knew, he had seen them, but he doesn't really know them personally. So he just yells out in the audience and said, is the bass player for the Dead Ramblers here, right? And that dude's like sitting in the audience watching their set.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, cool. He thought like the dude busted a bass string and they need to borrow his bass.
Right.
So he comes running up on stage with his bass and like to hand it to him. And they're like, no, dude, plug in. Like, we need you to play.
Yeah.
And like that dude... Connor gave him, like, I don't even know what he told him. He probably said, all right, this is, like, you know, blues in the key of G or whatever, you know, they say. And that dude jumped right in playing with them. Like, I would have been scared as hell. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was like, I don't mess up.
Right.
Like, this is their personal.
They rocked
personal,
out, too.
Yeah.
And he's right in there.
Yeah.
I was joking to someone, like, actually, it was Jim from Asbury Park Music Foundation. I was like, this is why, like... You can dabble a little playing, but there's a different level of a true professional musician. Like, that dude jumped in and looked like he was a member of that band. Like, it was crazy. And so I said to Jim, if this guy starts singing backup vocals, we'll know this is a fix.
It was a plan.
All for the show.
Yeah. Right. But that guy's like one of my, they're both my heroes. Like, Connor for actually like trusting and knowing, just having the intuition that dude could do it and yelling out to him. Like, that's classic. But then the guy coming up and just stepping in and rocking out was killer.
Mama Drama, dude.
Yep.
They were fun.
Yeah, they were
a lot of fun.
They're one of my favorites. Six member hot mom band. I think they said there are 14 kids between all six of them.
It's insane.
And they're rocking out. And I think they started over at the Lake House, right? Doing lessons,
right?
And then all of a sudden, they formed a band.
Yep.
They're playing gigs.
Yeah, they were good
out there. And every time I talk to them, like, we may not be as skilled as some of these other bands with us, but in terms of fun. They had the biggest crowd down there dancing and having a great time.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what it's all about.
And they played hits, too.
They played hits.
Everything you could sing along to and you got into.
Yeah, their set was sick. That's definitely, like, exactly what I'd listen to. Like, those tunes were killer, you know?
Don't believe in ghosts, man.
Yep.
And they're just naturals.
Right. Yep. They're, like, the dudes I've known the longest. So they were our first music guest on here. Steve's been in a bunch of bands as the main singer. And we talked about it on here. Like, I met him originally, like, at a Battle of the Bands competition in one of his earlier bands. And then I helped them, like, book some stuff early on and everything. And the funniest was, like, we booked this small club gig. And these kids were all from Long Island. They were super young. they were so excited to get a city gig. Like, they rolled up in a limo. Like they're I'm like standing outside.
Okay, like, it's like, oh, it was like that. They opened the sunroof and they're like, woo!
Exactly. That's they totally awesome. Were standing out of the sunroof, you know. So I'm just like, oh, man, this is crazy.
They just had a song released last week.
Yep. Yeah, put out YouTube. A new video.
Yeah.
Right. So they're definitely, I feel like they opened this year. They sold out Bowery Ballroom in New York. They're putting out a bunch of new music. Like, I think they're really hitting their groove, like, to you know, move on to big things.
Yeah, their music video is fun. It was like 80s retro at a skate, skate park.
Right. It's cool. And that's the crazy thing about Steve. He's like multi-talented. He does all their videos also. So he does some videos for other bands as well. So he's super skilled.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys may have been the first people to pair live cryotherapy with live music.
Right.
And it worked.
It worked
really well.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Paul over at Chill Cryotherapy and Red Bank.
Those pictures were awesome. You had the stage behind with the bands, and then just random guests sitting there with the smoke blowing over.
Yeah,
it.
And then the lighting, some random like green or purple lighting coming in. It was pretty. It was pretty awesome. So I don't know. I don't know how you thought of that. But
the funny thing is it works really well with Mama Drama in particular because I felt like most of their it's funny. Like a bunch of the other bands were like, oh, I go to cryo all the time, but then like the women in particular that were out for the Mama Drama set were all like about like a quick cryo facial.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it was a good band.
Yeah. I mean, you could have hopped off, gotten a quick cryo facial, hop back on.
It was pretty funny. John Moses had a good observation about that. He's like, yeah, if you notice, like at first when like John was up getting a cryo, like you got one. He's like,
I did.
He's like, you notice for a while, like, the assistant was running everything, but as soon as all the like beautiful women Mama Drama fans
like, hold up,
the owner took over.
I got this. Go take five.
There's a technique to it.
Take five. The expert is here.
Totally. And then John Moses, for me, it's funny. Like, I've seen him do a live set before.
He's funny.
Hilarious. Like,
that was my first time
full-blown
watching him live.
Funny. And I think like there's a lot of people we know him as a home inspector. And they've heard like, oh, I understand John was like a stand-up comedian in the past. I don't think they knew he's really a professional, stand-up. So watching those people's expression, like as I saw him, like it finally like registered, like, he's really a stand-up comedian.
And he's really going there in front of everyone. there was kids in the audience. I think his daughter was sitting out there.
Yeah, no, I think she was taken outside the venue.
Okay,
So it's funny, I did talk to him after too, and he's like, man, he's like, I don't know why I have to go there. You know, he's like, sometimes I just get caught up in the, he's like, I had this whole thing about, you know, being a dad and stuff, and then suddenly I'm down this like dark hole, you know.
It was
like,
funny though.
It was really funny.
It's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey. Yeah. He nailed it.
It's not like you haven't heard that kind of humor before.
That's right.
You hear it on the street corner.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was great.
Yeah, I think good testimonial for you guys. I bumped into a friend who I thought would never come to something like this. You got dragged there by a bunch of friends. They were there to see Mama Drama, but she got dragged there. She's like, wow, this is really fun. I'm like, so she was down there dancing and rocking out.
That's awesome.
I'm like, all right. Because I saw her. I was like, the hell are you doing here? Like, this is not really, this is outside of your usual, wine and cheese kind of event. But
that's really
funny. she had a great time. So, yeah, I think there's a video of me dancing with her.
That's great.
It's
awesome.
Great. Thank you, MK Flav video.
He did a good job.
That.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the fact that it was all ages was really fun because Brett Morgan.
Yeah.
He brought his son, and the son had special headphones for concerts.
Yeah.
So it limits a lot of the sound, but he was running around on the dance floor, enjoying it too.
That kid was my hero. He was awesome. Yeah.
He was rocking out.
Yeah, for sure. He totally enjoyed it. And then we didn't talk about the Dead Ramblers.
Shred.
They're obviously super talented as well and put on a killer set. So yeah, I mean, it was a fun time for sure.
They actually like Gaetano Sacco has become a diehard Dead Ramblers fan after that.
Right. It's funny. He's the first dude I thought of the first time I saw them because he's so into Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this dude's going to be blown away when he sees this.
You weren't lying about that cover.
Nah.
I got out of my seat and stood right next to you. I was like, dude, these guys are legit.
Right. It's like an epic performance. Like, it's crazy.
I got to see them again. Are any of the bands, do you know if they're performing?
Yeah, so actually, Don't Believe in Ghosts just played Bowery Ballroom again this past weekend. So they have some upcoming dates. Connor's on, they're on tour right now.
Okay.
Mostly outside of New Jersey, but they're coming back to Asbury again shortly. Ramblers, I got to check up on. Mama Drama, July 9th. They're at Langosta Lounge.
Oh, nice.
So it's a fundraiser.
July 9th?
Yeah. Mike's texting babysitters right now.
No, I'm just checking, making sure of the date.
Yeah, Marilyn Schlossbach has booked them for the fabulous Langosta Lounge on July 9th, which is cool. And I'm always looking. I love it when you guys bring bands in here. So, you know, if they ever play locally, I'm always looking.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm always looking for like Well Wisher gigs.
Right. Well Wisher is out doing some gigs. Yeah, so they're, I can't remember their next Asbury gig, but they are coming back around the area again, nice. Too. So
July 9th, we have the La Tip networking event,
right?
But it's at Watermark. So,
it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. We just leave Watermark, that's go watch sweet. Mama Drama.
That's killer. Actually, that's a good twofer right there.
Yeah.
Did they send you like a little, like a handmade thank you card?
They did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're super cool. They did. We got this card in the mail yesterday, actually. Yeah. It was like a little handwritten thank you note. But like the card itself was so cool. Like it was this cardboard folded thing, and then their Mama Drama sticker that they just made was pretty nice.
Yeah, check out Evan Balmer on Instagram. Right. Check out his Instagram account for that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Your IG, by the way. You've been killing it.
Right, working on it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Closings weren't as fun as...
It's
posting
hard.
Music and culture. And,
yeah. That's one thing I struggled with early on. It's like, all right, as an attorney, how do you have a social media account that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Possible. I mean, there's so many obstacles. Like, one is half the stuff you can't post, right?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you could get client permission to post some things, but, like, you know, that's a whole pain in the neck. And then... what else are you posting?
Pictures, contracts,
standing in the same place.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, so that was hard. So that's what I part of my decision of like, all right, do we need a mullet cast Instagram? Do we need, you know, I would have like five different Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
So I just figured this is who I am. I do a lot of weird different stuff. Let's just roll it all out through the same place.
It's working though.
For better or worse, that's what it is.
Yeah. You know?
So, I mean, I was left from that event like really super excited. Like I had a lot of fun. I think I learned a lot about how we can promote it better, get more people there next time.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said you should do a holiday party. So like I am thinking like December, we roll back out, be like 6 months from now. So maybe we start working on that.
Mark your calendars, everybody.
That's right. And we, you know, spend the next few months. We're going to have a lot of new musical guests so they could be performers at the next event, you know, in December. I loved House of Independence. Yeah. I don't know what you guys thought.
It was great. I mean, when I walked in there and saw the stage with the projection on it.
That was really
sweet.
Cool, right?
Oh, yeah, the logo of Mocha.
Yeah, this is really sweet. Yeah.
That was pretty tight. And in terms of like a sound, one of the best sounding shows I've been to in a while. Like everyone sounded epically.
Yeah.
Like the live sound in there was killer.
Yeah.
So I'm totally down for, you know, not only making an annual thing, but maybe we go back. Let's go back and have a holiday party.
Yeah. Well, we'd have the same bands a little bit, a couple more.
Well, I think what we'll have is like between now and then, we'll start, you know, planning mullet cast guests. And,
yeah.
And then those bands will be performers. Maybe we mix in some prior guests.
Hopefully my cousin's listening to this right now because I saw him at the Brighton Bar Long Branch.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, he was legit, and he's been avoiding coming in here.
Right.
And I don't know why.
Can't avoid the mullet cast forever.
His name's Alec Meza, all
right?
Right. And he's good. But
that's cool.
He'll mix it up, too, because it's like a hip-hop,
that's cool.
You know, with full instrumental.
Is that what he performs under?
Alec Meza, yeah.
Alec Meza.
Yeah.
Cool.
DM right now. Just be like, dude, Let's get you on here.
I just love it. People are like, wow, you're in a podcast studio. Like, what kind of podcasts come in there? I'm like, you know, we have everything from, you know, health and wellness to...
Movie reviews.
Yeah. To, you know, these two guys, they do real estate law and mortgages. They're like, well, what's that like? It sounds kind of dry. I'm like, oh... You have no idea. It's not dry at all. It's actually pretty awesome, and they just threw a live show with a bunch of bands and comedians, and yeah, that's it's not the first thing you think of when you hear that. So I love that. Yeah, you guys work outside of you've burned down the box. There's no box. You guys right. burned it down, lit it on fire, like Jimi Hendrix and his guitar at the Isle of Wight or the Fillmore West, wherever he did that.
That's right.
Yeah.
we've had now three, including John, three comedians on here, right? So
yeah.
We could do like comedy mixed in between time.
Comedy would be good. Yeah actually, I just saw Dave Lester. When we had him on, he was talking about his live album he had been working on. So I saw he recorded it last Thursday in the
you
city.
You were at the recording?
Yeah. Nice. So it was a live event, like live set of his at West Side Comedy Club.
That's awesome.
So he recorded it, you know, on video to shop around as a comedy special, and he's going to release an album as well.
Nice.
Super funny. I mean, it was fun. Yeah.
Where was that?
West Side Comedy Club in the city, like the upper West Side, right by Beacon Theater, actually.
Yeah, awesome.
It was cool. He definitely nailed it. So it was cool to see him because when he was in here, he was like sort of nervous and he'd been working for a long time on like getting a set ready to be like, this is my set I'm going to record.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see him. He totally pulled it off and, you know, a lot of work went into that.
John was pretty instrumental with that too, right?
I think John provided a lot of encouragement for Dave because John's released like two or three comedy albums. So I think John's been a constant like voice in his ear, like, you got to record it. You got to get an album out.
Yeah.
You know, because for comedians, that's not, you know, it's not like the old days, like where people were buying like Eddie Murphy Raw or something. Right. But they get a lot of airplay on Sirius XM, which is actually a big source of royalties for comedians is like airplay from those networks. So
now he has that capability.
Yeah. And it's obviously a, you know, big promotional thing, you know? Yeah. So hopefully he gets, you know, he could get, maybe a special lands on Netflix. You never know. You know? So I think John's been like basically harping on him, like you really need to focus in on and make this happen, and provided some advice and feedback about the set.
That's good.
Along the way. Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah.
It's awesome. So real estate wise, I mean, what's up? You're going to say something?
Oh, no, then just, you know, congratulations. I had another podcaster who came to the event, and he was like, how are they doing this? Where are they getting out of this? Like, how many people, like, how much does this venue cost? I'm like, dude, just sit back and enjoy this. So I think he wants to do something similar, but
right.
He was more of a number cruncher.
Yeah, I think he was asking me too. Like,
guarantee? Yeah, what's the overhead on this? Right. I'm like, dude, just like, it's Mama Drama's on, man. Like, go dance or something. Yeah, it was great. It was great. So,
you know, it's funny. I got a picture from my brother-in-law and brother who were in Asbury that Saturday, but we were still on the board.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they took pictures like groupies.
Oh, like 2 days later, they were still on the board?
Cool. In the morning, yeah, they were getting brunch on Saturday.
The marquee.
So, yeah, from, you know, they saw our names, and they're like, all right, so this seems pretty legit. I was like, yeah, like we've been promoting it for like 2 months. Like, it was a good time.
Yeah.
So I think even next year, now the bands know, people that follow us know. Other podcasters know that it's legit.
Yeah.
A holiday party would be fun.
Yeah. If you're not there, then I don't know where. You must be brain dead because you got to be at the every live Mollycast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. Definitely excited to throw another one together.
Yeah. And maybe, Asbury Park Music Foundation got a dollar of every ticket proceed.
Yep. We so actually, that again. I just linked up with Jim. So we're going to get together, take a picture, give him a little check for the foundation. They're like a, you know, for those that don't know, do a lot of really cool things in the area. They actually, you know, they're responsible for a lot of live music events in the area. But aside from that, giving kids scholarships, like, you know, there's camps in the summer that kids go to. There's other, you know, getting kids involved, you know, in music early on.
Yeah.
It's huge, yeah.
I mean, Asbury Park's the spot, too.
Yep.
Out of any other town in the area.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, we were debating talking about the Mullet Cast or talking about real estate. So what's going on with real estate? How's life in the real estate game?
So that was like a hard part of the whole thing, was balancing like, you know, work and pleasure, right? Yeah. Right? Like pulling off the full mullet lifestyle, which was like real estate season's heating up, obviously, around May, and then that was Memorial Day weekend. So it was, you know, hard keeping, you know, all the plates spinning basically around that time because the number of transactions obviously are increasing.
Yeah.
For me, it felt like a little bit like this year. It was almost like a delayed start to the mad season. Like it was busy like in May, but I feel like June heated up like May. Like all of a sudden, it was like an onslaught of like, here's a ton of deals.
100%.
So, you know, getting the event done with Memorial Day, I came back like the next week and had like a ton of deals that were just ready to rock.
Yeah.
So it was like full speed back in.
It's a lot to
That's
juggle.
One reason like we haven't been in podcasting in a while is like,
it's not hard.
A lot went into that event, a lot went into work, and then it's like, all right, catch your breath a little bit and start, you know, booking guests again and getting back. So this is actually like our first time back in since.
Yeah. I mean, we've spoken almost every day,
right?
But that's because there's a lot of transactions going on, a lot of home buyers.
Right.
But it's been, June's been crazy.
Yep.
End of May to June.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe a month has gone by.
It's insane.
Fast 4 weeks.
Right. Yeah, and then we got, you know, we're almost all the way, we're, you know, more
July
than halfway.
4th in 2 weeks.
Halfway through June, right?
Yeah.
So wow. Summer's trucking along.
It's crazy.
So I feel like it'll be a busy season for real estate. Like I read a lot about not necessarily this market, but just bigger markets in general where people feel like maybe we've hit, you know, like a price ceiling and things will start, you know.
Coming down a little bit. Yep.
I mean, I've felt like that for more than a year, particularly on the investor side, just watching what people were paying for investment properties.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I've taken a break from like sheriff sales and stuff, but the last sheriff sale I was at, like every property immediately flew past what I felt like was a reasonable price for the property.
Yeah.
You know, like people were paying more than full retail on properties that needed a lot of work. It was weird, you know? So to me, I felt like there's a rug that's going to get pulled out at some point.
I think 2020, we're going to see that correction.
Yep. And I noticed that recently. So recently, because we are helping out, you know, John's working on a television show. It's, you know, like kind of pre-production, getting ready to pitch. But part of that is he's looking at investment properties. So starting to look on the auction sites a little bit again. And we noticed that quickly, too, that, you know, some properties we are looking at quickly, you know.
Yeah.
way past what you would think would be a, you know, not overly conservative, but a pretty realistic, you know, price based on work a property needs.
Yeah, I mean, even on the retail side, a lot of first-time home buyers are getting priced out, outbid.
Mm-hmm.
Offers not even being looked at because they're not, you know, putting 20% down.
And right.
Plus, we're in Jersey, so the taxes are astronomical.
Yep, for sure.
Jersey sucks. Yeah.
So that's a theme like I had recently, talking to a lot of people about Jersey. one guy was telling me, so my daughter just graduated 8th grade. I'm down at her graduation in Lavalette, and I'm walking around. It's a whole like long story that doesn't need to be, but basically I'm walking down the street, and there's a car stopped at the stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
And Lavalette can be like almost like a one horse town. It's like, you know, a couple blocks of like shops or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like overly busy, especially pre-summer. And there was a dude that was clearly like looking down, texting or something while the light had changed green. So a lady behind him honks.
Yeah.
Guy flies out of his car. He's out screaming at this woman, you know, telling her to go home and all this stuff, you know, like, and you're just like, man, people are so freaking angry. And then I get to the graduation and happen to bump into two people that saw the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And so it was, and they both shared stories of similar things that happened to him. Now, one dude's like my brother-in-law, he's like 6'3 or something. So he's telling me the story. He's like, you know, this guy like cuts me off or something, and gets out of his car, comes flying over me. And he's like, I look over and he's like in a car with his wife and kids. He's like got little kids in the car. Like, what's this dude doing getting in a road rage incident? So my brother-in-law just gets out of the car. He looks at the guy and he's like, bad idea, man.
And it was stay great. In.
Right. And it was funny. The dude just got back in his car. But it's like, that's what people are so like amped up around here, man. Like,
you know how crazy? I mean, you got to be really, really wound up tight for you to get out of a car.
Yep.
to confront someone.
Totally. All right, so our next guest is here. Just real quick, happy Father's Day to you guys both.
Happy Father's Day.
Did you guys do anything interesting?
No, you too. I was in Seattle, but you mentioned the 8th grade graduation. I had to take a red eye back from Seattle yesterday to make it back for the 8th grade graduation.
Oh, awesome.
It's looking a little dicey for a second, but I've managed to find an open seat on a red eye coming back. And I'm too old for red eyes, man. But, you know, for the 8th grade graduation, I had to make it back. So so congratulations to your daughter as well.
You too.
And, congratulations, both.
You guys, as fathers, not an easy job.
That's right.
And you know, and you know, thankfully, you know, I think we've done pretty well. You know, I look back, it was, you know, walking down the getting the diploma, I was like, all right, we did all right.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your daughter's got an exciting, like, both of our daughters were fortunate to get into the schools they wanted to go to.
Mike, apparently you have to apply to high schools now.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
So where you guys, where are they going?
My kid's going to what called Communications High School in Wall, which is
nice.
Fairly highly regarded, apparently.
Vocational school,
yeah. I haven't been there, but apparently they have. I'm trying to get podcasting in there, so if anybody is higher up over at Communications High School, we have a setup. We, you know, our reputation precedes us, but apparently it's very. Like every kid gets a laptop and all this. Like
that's
I couldn't even get a pencil when I was in high school. Like,
I know.
I got yelled at for not bringing my own pencils. Now kids are getting laptops. So.
Right.
Times are different.
Yeah. So it should be fun. And where's your kid going?
So she's going to Performing Arts Academy, which is part of like Ocean County, one of their vocational schools.
Nice. Where is that?
So she'll be a vocalist major. Right now it's at the Lakehurst, whatever that base is down there. I can't think of the name, like Air Force Base or whatever. So they're actually in a hangar, and they have like recording studios and a bunch of stuff.
Oh, man,
they're building a new campus at Ocean Community College.
Okay.
So by like her second semester, they'll be at OCC.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
So that's like the whole new, now it's like you got to start thinking about high school stuff.
No,
like,
I am.
I actually was, before coming here, like a guidance counselor calling me back because they have all these options of like you can get college credit for your high school courses and you know, somebody, and like, oh, man.
Like, whoa. They just finished eighth grade, man.
Like, take it easy.
College.
Yeah.
I got a couple years till we get there. I got quite a few years. I got a 4-year-old next month and then 1.5-year-old, so.
That's cool.
No rush.
All right, cool.
We got Vinny.
So we'll wrap it up. Good talking to you guys again.
Yeah.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you for all the help.
That's right. Good to be back in the house at a shared universe.
Yeah, it feels good.
And we're gearing up for the next Mulletcast Live. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Bomber.
Mike Mercia at MortgageGuy_Mike. And the Mulletcast, the Mulletcast.
Yeah, the Mulletcast.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep. Thanks, thank you. Guys.